This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Again, the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9:33 and a half, up a half on the open May, 9:43 down four. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9:09 down eight. May 9:23 down 11, July 8:36 unchanged, September 8:46 up 1 and a half, December 8:58 and a half up 1 and a half on the open. March corn opened at 5:08 down 4 on the open. May 5:19 and a half down 4 and 3 quarters, July 5:30 and a half down 4 and a quarter, September 5:27 down 4 and a quarter, December 5:26 down 4 and a half, March 5:33 down 2 and a half, May 5:38 and a quarter down 1 and a quarter, July 5:42 and a half down 1 and a half on the open. March beans open at 12:95 down 1 and a half on the open. May 13:12 down 2 and a quarter, July 13:23 down 9, November 12:63 unchanged on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3:52 down 50 on the open. May 3:57.80 unchanged. March soybean oil opened at 53.05 down 12 on the open. May 53.71 down 10. January feeders opened at 98.50 up 7 and a half on the open. March 101.70 up 25. February live cattle opened at 91.25 up 35 on the open. April 95.25 up 5. February lean hogs open at 54.90 up 80 on the open. April 63.70 up 57 and a half. And February bellies opened at 86.65, and they were up 202 and one half on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is John Hester of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Well, since that opening bell where commodities on the grain floor opened lower, it has turned around on a dime in the last 20 minutes of trading or so. Lots of green on the screen. What flipped the switch?
I was just talking to a friend of mine on the floor up there, and he said they tried to take the overnight lows out morning in the corn, beans, and wheat. They couldn't do it, and as soon as the trader saw that they weren't able to take the overnight lows out, the index funds, the commercial houses, and he said it was just a flurry of buying that came in. He said everybody standing around the pit was just hollering buy, 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 and so it went from, beans went from down 9 to we're up 15 right now and up 30 in the new. Same thing in the wheat pit. And the corn was the same thing. Tried to take the overnight lows out. It wasn't able to do it. And they decided they couldn't take the lows out, so they'd try to make new highs again today.
This is rather amazing, the last couple of days of trading since the USDA reports on Friday. And really, if you go all the way back to last August, for example, in the beans, it's been a pretty amazing ride, almost straight up. Certainly over a $4 move in the soybeans.
Yes.
And the question is there a point that this thing exhausts itself? I mean, I'm hearing some incredibly pricey levels, $15 beans, $16 beans.
Yes, I even heard one guy predict $20 beans. So, I mean, at some point in time, the corn, you know, you're going to ration, the price will ration it enough where the, and it will subside the demand. So, yes, there is a point in the corn, the beans, and the wheat. But at this time, I don't think anybody really knows what that point will be. It's almost like it's a buying frenzy up there. It's almost like the traders feel like that, you know, we were the same as out of corn, beans, and wheat, and we're never going to grow anymore, and they don't care what the price is. They just want it.
Well, it seems like end users have been caught a little bit in that they felt like the prices were going to fall back, and they didn't, and they didn't, and they didn't, and then we got the USDA reports, and now end users are trying to get coverage on.
Yes, you know, that would be, be the commercial buying. They, you know, they've got to cover at some point in time, and, you know, they need the grain. They have to buy it. So, you know, it's kind of a frenzy, and like I say, I don't know where the price is that's going to ration corn, beans, and wheat. And, you know, they keep saying that, you know, they're trying to, the prices are going up to confirm spring bean plantings and spring corn planting acreage. You know, beans go up a dollar and then corn goes up 20 cents and they flip-flop again. It's just like, you know, the corn grabs a little away from the beans and the beans go up a buck and grabs it all back plus a little more from the corn acreage.
Meanwhile, this run-up has done nothing for basis levels. They're widening each and every day, it appears, and we were talking to the folks at the Andersons yesterday who are of the opinion that there are elevators who are running out of hedge money.
I've heard that I would think that, you know, these smaller type elevators that have got a lot of grain hedge that, you know, they're sending huge amounts of money every day. And, you know, at some point, if the banker would ever say, hey, enough is enough, then they're going to be out of business. And, you know, and I think another thing that makes it even worse for the elevators hedging, there's been a lot of people sell 09 and 010 crops, and they're having to hedge crops that, you know, the seed hadn't even been planted yet. So, yeah, there could be some elevators that go out of business on this.
So what should the producer be doing with these levels? Or as at L&M, where are you at in your marketing plan?
We've been advocating that we think that at these prices that everybody should be 40% sold at least. I mean, it's probably not, it's not the high price, more than likely. It looks like the price may go a little higher, but at these lofty levels, you know, $5 corn and $12.50 beans, I mean, how can you go wrong selling part of your crop there? I mean, if you don't take advantage of a little of this, it's just, you know, it's the old greed factor coming into effect, and the guy might take $2 or $3 less for it.
So what is your best way to get that done? Do you like sell the cash? Do you like hedge to arrive? Do you like to do something in the option pit? What seems to make the most sense right now?
Personally, the two I like. If a person really thinks it's going a lot higher, I like locking the basis in, even though it is wide, because my feeling is that the higher the price goes, the wider the basis is going to get. And, you know, if they widen the basis out, that does give them a little more margin money to play with, or, you know, get a few cents back of their margin money. And if they're satisfied with the price, I would just cash it. I would, you know, I would just sell cash. But I would either lock basis or sell cash.
If you sold cash, does it make sense to take re-ownership for corn?
You know, it's going to be expensive to re-own it in options, and that's probably the only way that I would re-own it would be, you know, sell the cash and take a portion of the money and buy some, you know, maybe 30, 40 cent out of the call options in the Dease corn, and that way, if the market would explode wildly to the upside, say $6, $7, that a guy could participate in probably three-fourths of that move.
Thank you much, John.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. John Hester of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Current tick, March Wheating, Kansas City at 949, up 16. July, 906, up 27 and a half. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 940, now 938, up 21. May, 954, up 20. July, 865, up 29. March corn now turning to the downside, 510 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. May at 522 and a half, down 1 3/4. July, 534, down 3/4. December, 530 and a half, unchanged. March beans, 1305, up 8 1/2. May, 1324, up 9 3/4. July, 1342 and a half, up 10 1/2. November, 1288, up 25. Ed Kieser tells us in Illinois today, look for mostly sunny skies. In northern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Elsewhere in Indiana, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered flurries and highs of 22 to 36. Tonight in northern Indiana, mostly cloudy with a few flurries early, then clearing overnight. Elsewhere, mostly clear and lows ranging from 13 in the north to 25 in the far south. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.